This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Ghost Rider is leaving his mark. This case involved one of the most popular comic books ever. Ghost Rider appeared in 1972, cost 20 cents, and featured Johnny Blaze, a superpowered motorcycle stunt rider who saved his adoptive father from cancer by selling his soul to the devil. The first issue stated, conceived and written by Gary Friedrich, and Ghost Rider's Burning Skull appeared in more than 300 comic books, as well as in video games, toys, and movies. Well, it was inevitable, after selling his soul to the devil, that Ghost Rider would ride into trouble. Gary Friedrich sued Marvel Enterprises for copyright infringement. Marvel claimed it owned all rights because Gary used its resources and staff in creating Ghost Rider, and that Gary also signed a work-for-hire contract granting Marvel all rights. But the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled for Gary, basically questioning the spirit of the deal. So Gary refused to give up the ghost, and at the moment, he and Ghost Rider are riding high. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.